W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hello, you're watching Stretford Paddock, and this is the Paddock Podcast from Perth, which is way too many P's, isn't it? I'm here today with Stephen Howson. How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm all right, mate, thank you.
How are you enjoying Perth so far?
I've only seen the inside of bars and a stadium so far.
How are you
enjoying it? I'm enjoying it, but that feels like that needs to be more culture, doesn't it? So we've come here, haven't we, to sit in front of the water.
This is our bit of culture today. We've had a little drink at the bar. We've sat in front of the water. First time we've actually got to see, like I said, any sort of Perth outside bars and stadium.
Almost daylight as well, because the only time we was out in the daylight, we went to the player hotel.
Yeah, it gets
didn't
dark
we?
At like 5 o'clock here.
It's
What's
winter.
That about? I know it's winter, but it's not really. Australia don't have real winters, does it? It don't count.
It's winter, which obviously means it does get chilly.
If it's winter, why have we got sunglasses on?
That's a good point.
That's the question.
But I've also been skiing and wore sunglasses.
Yeah, that's
so
true. You know. Well, it's that burn off the ice and it's that bounce.
It's also sweet.
Let's talk about the game yesterday.
Do we have to?
I think we should at least mention it. We should mention it.
It wasn't a bad game.
Pre-season, I think, because you're excited to be there, you're excited to see the players, you forget what pre-season's about, and that is about being crap and improving and being tired and being knackered. And like we were saying yesterday, they had a training session in the morning and they played. And that first team that they played in the first half, obviously there was two teams, one in the first half, one in the second half. I thought they looked tired before half-time. But they're meant to look tired before half-time.
Yeah, they've been pre-exhausted, haven't they?
Exactly.
From the workouts that they've been doing. Yeah, I agree. I think the one worry to take out of that is Luke Shaw's knock. Because as we saw in the second half, we switched Rojo to left-back, which that can't be an option going into the season. But then it also means that the other option that you're potentially looking at is he who shall not be named.
Ashley Young, of course. I'll name him. I don't mind naming him.
I think, still, in 2019.
Well, that's the problem. We're so focused on getting a new right back, we forgot we've only got one left back.
But didn't we get a new right back?
Oh, what a... Next on my notes. Oh. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, all legs, it says here.
Oh, what?
Like playing against an octopus, isn't it?
He was unbelievable. He was fantastic.
Yeah, it's like he just... The ball
defensively.
Yeah, defensively. Someone gets the ball, just tries to knock it past him. There's just a leg there. It's like trying to... It's ridiculous. He's just liquid, isn't he? Just every time, just a leg. It reminds me of... Now, Rio Ferdinand used to always just be sticking a leg around the corner. It's that same thing. There's just a leg appearing all the time.
He's got that knack of managing to get a ball. Yeah, I thought defensively, he's shown us so much. I thought we still lacked a little, and he didn't really contribute to it either on the right-hand side going forward. But at least we had a little bit of balance. Yeah. A little bit of balance.
I think there was one time when he got the ball in the box, though, going forward, and we were both sat next to each other in the game, and the ball looked like he knocked it. It looked like it had gone out, and he just took these two strides, like, I don't even know, some animal I've never seen before, just giant, like, mythological strides. And just
strides.
Yeah, his stride is great. I think that must be what helps him with those tackles, because he looks like he's out of it, and he just takes two steps and he's just covered 10 yards. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I enjoyed him. I thought Dan James showed a lot of positivity with the energy that he put in. Not a lot of quality,
no,
but a lot of positivity with what he did, and I can see the uses of him.
Yeah.
I can imagine a tired defence 10 minutes to go to break the deadlock. You put Dan James on. That's a great option, because the pace of him against an 18-minute in defence, it's probably not fair.
And I thought it was nice as well just to see a United attacker, winger, trying to make runs behind the defence.
Yes.
He was constant sprints behind. Like, I always talk with my dad and my mates and stuff, like that Bayern Munich run that I call it, where they sort of make that run, City do it now, that run into the corner of the 18-yard box and the touchline, and then they pull the ball back. United just have never found a way to get that. He was making that sprint inside the fullback all the time for balls through. And I think obviously it was Young playing the balls to him last night. Maybe someone with a bit more quality, maybe just someone who's left-footed, let's say, playing those balls inside with a bit more accuracy, getting them pulled back. And I think we'll talk about Lukaku maybe in a little bit, but someone like Lukaku on the end of them, if we can start making those kind of chances where for once our attackers are facing the opposition goal when they receive the ball, because for too long it's back to goal, turning and having to play. That's what Lukaku doesn't excel at.
No, it kills your momentum of your attack.
Yeah.
And I think that there's been a couple of times, like one of my favourite goals of Marcus Rashford last season was at Watford at home, where Luke Shaw played a ball right round the corner. He had two defenders either side of him, and he plays it right into his path, takes one touch, just puts it into the opposite corner of the net, and you go, that is what I want to see from United all day long. But too often, we counter-attack too slowly. We're too slow in our build-up play, which is why I think he's trying to get this fast from back to front
mentality. He seems to be obsessed with pace, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, it matters because we were so poor at attacking last year because we were so slow in the build-up.
Yeah.
You speed up the build-up, you get it from back to front faster, you get it into the feet of someone like a Marcus, a Tony Marshall, or even a Sanchez, let's not forget, and you're going to see some goals.
I think, Sanchez going forward with the ball at his feet, it's hard to know whether he'll ever come back because he's just been so far off where he was at Arsenal. It's hard to see him bringing that back. But he does still have some quality. He can still get the ball in the net. He's still got good vision. His crossing's good. Hopefully, this kind of system will at least bring the best out of what's left in Alexis Sanchez.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of fast attackers, Mason Greenwood, I thought, had really shot yesterday.
I'm gutted he didn't get a goal. He had probably three real good opportunities, didn't he, to put the ball in the back of the net. And it'll come for him. He had good opportunities against Cardiff. Here's the thing, like, sometimes when you maybe don't get the result that you want, but you'll go, oh, do you know what, we're playing as you want.
Yeah.
Well, Mason Greenwood is playing as we want.
Exactly, yeah.
He's just not getting the result that we want.
And we know he can score. He got bags of goals for the reserves and the youth teams at every level last season. He's definitely got the finishing, so I think that'll come. It's not like there's questions over that. It's just, like you said, get him in the system. He looks really good. Both feet going. I think there was a time yesterday where he sort of shimmied the ball from one foot to the other and was like kind of through on goal. He's just got something about him, hasn't he? He knows what he's doing in the box.
And what's let him down is what is usually his biggest asset, isn't it? It's his finish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's finishing. He's absolutely dead eye.
Yeah.
And it's just not gone for him at the moment in the senior side. But it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. But we were saying yesterday, weren't we? Like, if I had to pick who was going to be our next goal scorer, it's Mason Greenwood.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And then it was Marcus. And then it was Jimmy Garner with an absolute rocket.
Absolute brilliant goal, wasn't it? That was lovely. Just the first time I've seen a midfielder. Well, Matic got that one, but it was that Scholes-ish, like, I'll just come onto this and I'll just pop it in the corner. Don't worry about it. It's just like passing. Just pass it into the corner.
I don't think he passed it. I think he smashed
it. Yeah, he did, to be fair, he did. But I think these midfielders, I think we've sort of lacked that. Pogba got a bit last season. He was our top scorer, wasn't he, in the end? But I think generally from midfield, we haven't had many goals from that position. It was nice to just see someone step onto the ball. And he looked like it. To say he's never scored for United, he looked confident. No hesitation, no nothing, just smack it in.
And that maybe is coming from the manager. I think if you have a manager that is telling the youngsters, I believe in you and you guys are going to carry the club forward, whether that's accurate or not in the grand scheme of things, you've got to instill that confidence into the players. You've got to make them believe.
Yeah.
It's no good to go in and go, you've probably been playing for like Blackpool in a few years. Whether he does or he doesn't, he might make it at United. Yeah. He might not make it at United. But you have to make him believe he can make it at United. And that is the manager of a job. He's got to manage the personalities and make them play the way he wants and believe in themselves as a team. And if he's doing that, then we've seen countless. Look at Fergie had a period where Anderson and Cleverley looked amazing together.
Honestly, when Cleverley first came through, I thought, well, he's the next Carrick, he's the next. He looked really good, didn't he? Like you said, looked
and
amazing.
That's for me, that's confidence.
Yeah.
You get the players playing with confidence and you get a real elevation out of them.
Yeah.
And I think if Solskjaer's able to get that confidence from what is probably going to be backup players, and the likes of Angel and Mason and Chong, who looked bright in spells yesterday. If those players can start putting in confident performances, I am sure that you're going to see a little bit of a surprise from United this year.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously everyone knows that confidence is huge in football, but it's easily overlooked how, I hate to use Liverpool as a comparison of a good team, but people like them, that midfield that Liverpool have got, if you put any single one of them in a struggling United team over the last few years, none of them would have shone.
No.
Henderson, Fabinho, Wijnaldum, all these players that kind of they're not that great at anything, but all together they look really strong for Liverpool.
And that's it, like Daniel James, yes, it's an underwhelming signing completely, but if he's the final piece of a jigsaw where Solskjaer was like, I need someone that's going to do this
exactly,
whatever that is, great, and that's what he has to get. And I can see what he's going for in terms of someone with an aerial threat in defence, because we can all see it as fans, and the club and thankfully the manager have identified that is a need that we have to sort.
And also, we're trying to turn the ship again, and hopefully this is the last time we go flip-flopping systems. We've kind of got more of a solid trajectory going forward now, but we're kind of, James, short, quick, behind the lines. He's not Lukaku. I mean, Lukaku's quick, but Mourinho built this side full of giants, as we all know. And Solskjaer now, like you said, is sort of looking for role players to fit the system that he wants to play, and hopefully that can be the system for the next sort of 15 years rather than 2 years.
or 1 year or 8 months or one match.
Oh, just until we're seventh and then you're gone.
No, as much as I really enjoyed having Zlatan here, he was always that sort of...
Yeah. He needed to be the final piece, didn't he? He needed to be the final piece rather than the first piece. Like, I know, we obviously won the Europa League and he was a big part of that. So you could say he did provide end results, but Zlatan is the you finish second 1 year, you get Zlatan, you finish first the next year, like we did with Van Persie. Yeah, that was a Van Persie. But we weren't in a position to go from being sixth to being first, as we saw, what would we finish sixth again that year? Or we went from fourth to sixth that year?
We'd come... Well,
I think we finished fourth under Van Gaal, didn't we?
In the season he got sacked? No, fifth, which is why they sacked him, allegedly.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it wasn't quite the signing that we thought it would be.
But I think that finishing sixth in the year we won the Europa League is... It's a false position,
yeah.
Because we was probably at least top four in the country,
yeah.
And we definitely phoned in the league to put all our chips on.
Yeah, because it was evident quite early on that there weren't that many big teams in the Europa League. But we knew that we kind of would have. There was no Atletico Madrid.
There was that chance.
We knew we could sort of forge it that way.
And he twisted and he gambled and it paid off for him. So you can't really knock that.
No, I wouldn't knock Zlatan. I wouldn't knock Mourinho for that season at all. But I think he would have been a perfect signing to take us from a good team to a great team rather than an average team to a good team, which is what he did. Yeah. Looking forward then, we've got the game against Leeds on Wednesday.
Dirty Leeds.
We've got the game against Dirty Leeds on Wednesday. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think will be different compared to the Perth game?
I think we have to find a solution to what you're going to do at left back.
Yeah.
I assume he'll probably go Young and Rojo, is what my thoughts are he's probably going to do. And I'm not 100% sure I agree that's the right way ahead for us. It's probably just going to be what we do.
Yeah.
I also think that there's a more intensity needed against Leeds, because I think they're going to... Yes, they're at the same stage of pre-season as we are, but they're further along with their manager than we are.
True.
And I think that they're going to be up for this game. They're going to see this as a benchmark.
Yeah.
If the manager's... got the full backing of his team, then he's going to go in there and he's going to go, lads, let's see where we're at. You know, we missed out on promotion to the Premier League last season. Let's see how far off a good Premier League team we are. Because, you know, as bad as United have been,
we're still one of the best teams in England. Yeah, there's no denying that.
So let's benchmark ourselves. Use this as a test. Use this as an opportunity to get yourself in the spotlight, because more people watch this than our average game.
Yeah.
So I think you've got to be up for it. And there's certain players that I thought played very well against Perth, Angel Gomez being one.
Yeah, I thought he looked really good, really sharp.
That I'm not sure is the right player for someone against Leeds. So I think this is interesting from Solskjaer. Does he treat it as as the extended training session? Or
exactly,
does he treat
because it's playing? So my worry with this game is that it might have actually come a bit early, because obviously with it being Leeds, you want to put on a show, you want to beat. We don't want to lose to Leeds.
No.
But it's still only the second game of pre-season. Like, Solskjaer's still going to want to play 111 in the first half, 111 in the second half. It's usually those last sort of two or three games where you play 65 minutes with the first team, 35 with the second team. So
feel more ready.
Yeah, so I'm a bit worried we might get caught out against a team, like you said, that's had another year with their manager than we have, and that is probably they're going to be more up for this game, aren't they? This is, like you said, this is a chance for them to show we're as good as a Premier League team here.
I don't give a toss about the results of these games. All I want to see is patterns of play.
Yeah.
I want to see identity start to take shape of a team, because that's what this is all about. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer came halfway through a season, they had a mini off-season, mid-season, you know, sort of fitness session in Dubai. That seemed to pay like a little bit of dividend until that PSG game.
Of course.
We definitely need to use this purely for identity.
Yeah.
So I want to see the united identity that Solskjaer wants us to play, because I think we're all pretty much agreeing that this is how we really want to see us play.
I mean, those first 12 games, you can't, as bad as we were at the end, they have played like that now. It's too late, you can't pretend you're no good. We saw how good you were. That's my thing. Like, that was, obviously it was such a microcosm of the season that you can't just say, we'll do it for 40 games. But that was like, title, definitely top four, just below City and Liverpool form. That was brilliant form.
Even with that shocking form of, what, two wins in 12 games towards the end of the season, we're still the third best team in the country in terms of points
gained. Post-Solskjaer.
Yeah, since Solskjaer came.
Yeah.
That tells you how good
we were in that first half. And as much as it seems like it's a meltdown now and that everything's gone crap, Pogba wants to leave, Lukaku wants to leave, everyone's crap, we know how good that team can play. And the team has improved since then.
And he's got at least... he's fixed one massive issue at right back.
Yeah.
If he fixes another issue at centre half, yeah. You know, we know that he's adding to the squad in other areas.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of maturity that's happened with some of the academy players. He clearly favours a lot of the academy yeah. players. Look at like the forward six we had in the second half last night, five yeah. of which was
amazing.
Academy.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Even in the PSG game, we had a lot of academy players on the pitch. He's willing to do that in big games.
Man. He brought Chong and Greenwood on.
Yeah.
In a game against Paris.
In the most important game of
when
his
we
career.
Were behind.
Yeah.
And we managed to do it. That tells you.
And it was Dallow as well that got the penalty. So yeah. Another 20 or 19 maybe even was then. So, yeah.
He's up for it.
He is up
he's mad for it, yeah.
Talking of those positions that we're lacking in, transfers, obviously we can't. Seems to have slowed down slightly at the moment, but maybe, like you said, maybe centre-half would be. Where do you think we're absolutely desperate for players?
It's got to be centre-half. There yeah. seems to be some news sort of broke this morning, probably last night for you guys in the UK, that yeah. Harry Maguire's had a meeting at Leicester. I've been getting told for at least a month, I would say. When yeah. was the Nations League?
Yeah,
you can work out where this came from.
Yeah.
But like from the Nations League saying, go hard on Maguire to United. And I'm reluctant to do so because obviously there's more people at play. There's yeah. there's more hands-on yeah. in something
so
than you've got control of. So you know, I've had an eye on it. And it seems now like Leicester are saying that they wouldn't stand in Harry Maguire's way. I think they're very close to an agreement on the fee.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Maguire would sign for United if he was given the opportunity.
I think he'd certainly be willing to sign for United. There was a few weeks ago it was talk of a 70 million bid rejected. I think a couple of days ago we saw maybe 60 up front rising up to 80. So, and obviously these terms and all these things, these like potential add-ons, they can be quite easy. They can be Ballon d'Or or they can just be play 25 games. Like we don't know if Leicester want to be satisfied with an 80 million fee. There was people saying that they wanted the Van Dijk fee to be eclipsed as like a sort of a show of intent for how Leicester are in the transfer market. But I don't think that's going to happen, is it? Although it might do. We're desperate and it's been 2 years now.
This is the thing. It's not about... You can compare the money all over the place.
Yeah.
But what is the value of us getting him and not getting him?
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
the question.
Exactly. We need a centre-back. We've needed a centre-back for 2 years. Maguire was potentially not first choice last season, but was an option for us last season. Are we going to go into another season having missed out on these players that all the top... It seems as though the real top-end centre-backs, either at the moment...
There's not that many.
No, there's a handful in the world. And also, how many games have you watched Koulibaly play? I like the idea of him. All the things you see of him, commanding, amazing, the presence,
quite a lot,
all that. The general public...
I'm a bad hipster foe. Well, especially how they played, not the season just gone, season before. I like him, and I like what he's got about him. I see a real leader in him, and I would say he steps off the plane, and you hold an armband out for him and slide it on and go, don't take it off till you leave. But I don't know if Maguire's quite got that. Maguire's he's got a Phil Jones about him at times.
There's an air of a Jonesy air to him, isn't there? He's got, it's like a, what is it?
You look at Van Dijk and you go, he's a big fucking handsome bastard
like,
for one.
You know, that might be what it is.
Yeah,
it might be as simple as, he's a bit
looks
ugly.
Like a country bumpkin.
He's a bit ugly. Yeah, and it might just come down to that. Because in defence, we talk about in the air, how good he is in the air. He's one of in the Premier League, I think he's in that elite category for heading.
Heading, he's the best.
Yeah. Like, defensively,
he's just the best.
And I was saying to you before, when you're watching for England, it's all good a defender that can jump over, you know, Lacazette or Aguero or Sterling, so, you know, the shorter players. But he wins attacking headers from our corners. He's beating centre halves in the air consistently. He just dives at the ball. He just wins
United
it.
Do not do.
No. Phil Jones, like I said, maybe Phil Jones kind of has that, I'll do anything, but it's sometimes it's I'll do everything.
But I've got I'll do that anything, and I'm shit, and that's the problem.
Yeah, it's not always a good thing.
You've got to have quality behind it.
You have got to have quality
and
behind
Harry
it.
And Harry Maguire, as skittish as he can come across at times, does have an air of quality about what he can do, and I like the fact he can step up into midfield.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he steps out with the ball. I like the fact that he can drive forward, and he's got the confidence to drive forward. And he would take the pressure off. I think it'd be really interesting to see how United would line up alongside him. But if we brought in Maguire alongside Wan-Bissaka, we have upgraded the defence.
Yeah.
I still think we need to upgrade the midfield. I have no idea on the direction of that.
I don't know what's going on. It depends. They will know more than us how close Pogba is to leaving, whether we need a replacement for him, whether that's Milinkovic-Savic, whether we need a create.
Seems like we're just flat out, nah.
We don't know what's going on.
I think United are going to refuse.
They're in a position to. For the first time, we seem like we've sort of... United get shafted. We get shafted over transfers.
No, how about that?
Yeah,
no, we've learned how to go.
He's got 3 years left on his contract.
No.
He's arguably the most valuable midfielder in the world. Not necessarily the best every game, but in terms of his price, is.
You can't tell me he's not worth
150 million.
Ridiculous money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, we need to keep hold of him, I think. But yeah, the sun's sort of gone down. You can tell it's winter now, can't you?
It does actually go cold.
All of a sudden, it's gone
winter.
So that's a great time to wrap it up. Thank you very much for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
No worries, man.
We'll see you next time on the Paddock Podcast. Thank you very much.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.